Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Da-da-da. Are you effing kidding me right now? You can't bring me down right now. Shut up. It's a Wednesday morning. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester. Tuesday morning. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5. WCMF. How's it going, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
What's going on? So Skinny's going to die soon, buddy?
I have no idea.
All right.
You don't know what's going on?
No.
Were you up late too?
Yeah, Monday Night Football, some baseball. I'm tired.
We'll get to that in a second. 44 degrees right now, a little chilly. Grab a jacket on your way out. We will be getting into the high 50s, but we won't be getting there till around noon, so just prepare for that. Although it does look like we are going to avoid the rain today, which is nice. Let's get to the subject at hand. The Blue Jays are going to the World Series! Oh. Ernie Clement is going to the World Series! Come on!
I find it funny that yesterday was Ernie Clement jersey day.
Yes.
Timmy ran out of jerseys pretty quick.
Well, you're not a Blue Jays fan.
Correct. I do have an Indians one, but I don't know. We've adapted from the Indians, so
sure, understood.
Doesn't seem right to do.
Understood. So if you did not stay up late last night, the Toronto Blue Jays in Game 7 in Toronto beat the Seattle Mariners. They will be going to their first World Series since 32 years. I'm very tired. That game was not decided until the final out last night.
Do you have memories of the last time? Because you would have been, what, like six?
I do. Because my old man would take me up to what used to be the Sky Dome all the time, like when I was a kid. And don't forget, my dad was on deck when Joe Carter hit that home run.
I forgot.
To win the World Series in 92. We talked yesterday around this time. Timmy and I unknowingly wore our matching Ernie Clement Blue Jays jerseys. Ernie Clement, as part of this Blue Jays team, will be the first Rochesterian to play in a World Series since 1959.
Do we know the name of the person who was in it in 1959?
Timmy, do you know who the last Rochester native to play in a World Series was?
Joe Altobelli?
No, close. Bob Keegan was a pitcher for the White Sox. They lost in 1959.
Oh.
If the Blue Jays win, Ernie Clement will be the first Rochesterian to win a World Series since...
Joe Altobelli.
No, Johnny Antonelli.
That was rude.
He did it with the Giants in 1954. There was one other...
Oh.
I'm sorry. There's a couple other Rochester natives. There's been five in total before Ernie Clement will be doing it starting on Friday night. George Modridge did it in 1920, 21, and 22. There were a couple other guys in the 30s and 40s that did it. Long story short, we are in rarefied air for Rochester baseball. No Rochester baseball player has played in the Fall Classic since 1959.
Well, it's also cool too, because like there've been athletes in the past who have gone on to do great things, but like maybe they spent like some time in Rochester, or they were like born here but then moved somewhere else. Like Ernie Clement is one of the few like Rochester, grew up here, went to high school here, played here athletes. Yes. that we have.
Yes, and like he was here the whole time. Like he wasn't like a guy that went off and did prep school.
Yeah.
So the funniest thing, and I kind of feel bad for Ernie Clement, and I'll say this right off the bat, I do not know Ernie Clement. Like this is all just super exciting, right? Like just a guy from Rob. So happy for Rochester guy. So I wore my Ernie Clement jersey. My daughter had hockey games this weekend at the rink.
Mm-hmm.
And for those who don't know, not only was Ernie Clement a great baseball player, as these professional athletes often are, he was a great all-sport player. He played hockey for the same organization my daughter played hockey for, plays hockey for. And wearing that jersey around the rink, everybody stopped me and was like, let me tell you a story about Ernie Clement. I played with my son. I coached him. So he must, Timmy, be getting
this
inundated by people calling and texting him. You know what I mean?
You want to text him during the break?
No, I don't want to bother. He might still be awake.
100%.
You got to be celebrating right now. And the beer is stronger in Canada. You were going to say, Kimmy, I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, like we talked about this yesterday, too. Like every coach, every teacher, every friend, he's just got to be bombarded constantly with people and all with good intentions. Like everybody's excited for him. But like right now has to be peak, like everybody from his past reaching out to congratulate him or I mean, I'm sure there are some people also asking for.
Yeah, he had an interview with one of the news stations locally last week and said that he had like hundreds of text messages when he had the game against. I'm blanking the Yankees. Duh.
Okay.
He's getting tons of support. He's responding to everybody. He's having, obviously, the time of his life. Like, outside of the best player on the Blue Jays team, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., Ernie Clement's probably been the second best player during his playoff run for this team. He's contributing, and he's becoming not just a Rochester story, which he's always been, but now he's a national story. This is one of the coolest accomplishments that Rochester is able to talk about. Outside of, we've got NBA champions yearly, it seems, but this is something that we've never seen before.
Not since 1959. And like, Timmy's point, like for those who don't know, he's 29 years old, which I know is young. It's not young for like having your breakout year in Major League Baseball, which he's doing. Like he's a guy that bounced around the league. He was released by a couple of teams back in the day. I saw an interview he did a couple of months ago where he believed his career was over like 3 years ago. Like, okay, here's my last shot. And somehow everything has come together this year and kid's going to get paid and he deserves every dime of it.
Oh, absolutely. Like to be very clear, I'm not friends with him, but I know him decently.
Oh,
all
he's
right.
He's going to be that guy.
And I've talked to him before about when he, again, my favorite team is Cleveland. He told me that being released by them is the only reason that he's still in baseball. Like Cleveland did great things for him, but he needed to go somewhere else. And that was the kick in the ass to get him into gear to actually become a successful major league player.
I also find it funny, and this has to be super unique, because I don't know, I guess I don't know enough about other baseball players' backgrounds, but like the crossover hockey to baseball athlete has to be pretty rare.
No, it's pretty
like that.
Common.
Those are two, is it?
Yes, yeah.
Hockey and baseball?
So baseball in Canada is huge.
I mean, you always see like the football baseball players or the, even like, I would think like, even there's probably more basketball players to baseball players, not hockey.
When I was a kid, it was hockey, baseball.
Really?
And then lacrosse, as that became more popular, kind of took
maybe
that
that's
over.
Why my perception skewed. Because I always thought like hockey players transitioned to lacrosse, especially here in town.
I mean, maybe now that's the case. But when I was a kid, you played football and basketball, or you played hockey and baseball. Like those were your two like go-to sports together. Again, the Toronto Blue Jays, they win Game 7 last night, 3-4. They will be going to the World Series, Game 1, Friday night in Toronto, which means Brighton graduate Ernie Clement will be the first Rochesterian to play in a World Series since 1959. That was Bob Keegan, pitcher for the White Sox. Sean writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF. Bob Keegan lived up the street growing up where lived on the street next to me growing up in the 90s. We would knock on his door and he would sign baseballs for us. How many baseballs can you ask Bob Keegan to sign before he says no more baseballs?
I have a couple more friends that want one. I got a whole bucket of Bob Keegan baseballs.
What's a Bob? Hey, will you eBay what a Bob Keegan baseball goes for to see if Sean's sitting on a gold mine right now?
Do you think he loved that or was he annoyed by that over time?
That's a good question.
Because, you would have to, like, find it cool that, like, kids know who you are, right?
Yeah, especially, so he lived into his 80s, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're right. And, like, just going, watching from a distance, Timmy brought up Joel Tibelli, who's not a Rochester native, but lived in Rochester for years, played in the majors, managed the Orioles. He won a World Series as an Orioles manager, didn't he?
I believe so. I guessed his name twice for a reason.
Okay. So, like, when he was just watching from a distance, like, when people would want to talk about his career, he loved talking about it. It seemed like it. I mean, yeah, you're right, because there's been, you know, it's easy, Timmy, to get lost as a professional baseball player because every team has so many players and there's only so many, even, like, some of the best, they get forgotten along the way.
Right, right. And when you're in your... when you're, you know, playing and you're in your prime, like, maybe it gets a little annoying, people reaching out to you and asking for autographs all the time. But, like, one day that all just stops. So I'm guessing, like, when people do give you that attention again, it's kind of, it's got to feel pretty good.
Absolutely. I would think so. Everyone's got an ego, right?
Yeah.
All right, Timmy, what do we got for baseballs signed by Bob Keegan, Rochester native?
Well, apparently he threw a no-hitter in 1957. So with this inscription, it is available for $1,499.
No!
Whether
what?
Or not it's sold, like, I can't find the sold prices if there's any out there, but there is one available on eBay right now for $1,499.
No kidding.
Sean, tell me you still have some of those baseballs, buddy.
Right.
All right, Zach writes.
Super unique, I guess.
Zach writes us. So the game one of the World Series is Friday night in Toronto. We're going to talk about this later. I'm doing everything I can to get to this game. I was kind of hoping, like, you know, because we've been, like, putting out a lot of Ernie Clement stuff throughout the last couple of months.
Yeah,
really excited
yeah.
for him that, like, you know, Ernie on Instagram would be like, hey, man.
Oh, he'd reach out to
hey,
you.
Hey, man, you're super cool.
Yeah,
I appreciate
radio
it.
Guy.
Here's some World Series tickets. That's not going to happen. Zach writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF. He says, I don't watch baseball ever, but I just recently found out that Joey Loperfido, one of the Blue Jays, is my third/fourth cousin, not close, obviously, but kind of cool.
Third Zach, or fourth cousin?
Zach, I'm going to need you to reach out for him. Reach out to him and see if he can get us some World Series tickets for Friday.
All right.
That would be awesome because this is going to be an uphill battle getting these tickets at 10 o'clock when they go on sale.
I didn't even think about that. Like, do you think there are professional athletes who, like, people are connected to them? They find out they're connected to them through, like, that Ancestry.com.
Ooh.
Try to reach out. Like, hey, I'm your mom's cousin, once removed, ex-husband. You know what I mean?
Well, let me think
you
about
probably have family reaching out from distant, distant relatives.
I mean, let's think about it this way. If Ernie Clement's family has been in Rochester for a long time, there's
you got to have some cousins out there that you've never met.
Well, no, I'm saying there's a decent chance that my family in some way is related to him.
What? How would that?
Well, through marriage? I don't know. Maybe he's Irish.
So you're like, what, like 10th cousins?
Is family not family? What is family really, Kimmy, in the world? If you can't lean back, I want, please give me tickets to the World Series. Please, somebody.
I have your jersey.
Can I tell you, I'm a little bit of, why would you say it like that? I think it's cool that we both have his jersey. Maybe you sound like a dork.
I didn't say it any specific way. I don't know why you took it like that.
Do you not support Rochester people? Huh?
I do. I can root for them.
I went and got his jersey, and
that's not surprising.
Okay. I will admit, I have been nerding out this morning. And, like, as Bills fans, we had this experience when they won the division, made the playoffs all those years ago, broke the drought, and then won the division for the first time in, like, 25 years, where, like, you go buy all of the stuff you can that says, like, playoffs and division champions. I have bought two hats and a sweatshirt this morning. Toronto Blue Jays.
Do you buy it because you think it's going to be worth something?
No, I just want
it. Or you just want it?
Okay, so.
Because I feel like they just overproduce that stuff so much now that it's not going to be as rare in the future.
Shut up.
That other stuff.
I'm not buying it to sell it. I need, so I, the, you know.
Timmy, I need it.
Timmy knows this. When you make the World Series, you get a little patch on the side of your hat that says, you know, World Series. It's a Jays hat.
Yeah.
And I need that for Friday.
I have a Cleveland one from 2016, but I waited until after they lost because it was half the price.
Yeah, I thought about that. I thought about that.
Not a bad move.
But I want to wear it while I'm either at the game in Toronto or watching at my house.
Nerd.
Why is it a conversation between watching it or watching it at your house?
Well, okay, so that we're going to get to at 7 o'clock because I made some promises to someone in my life. In fact, I sold this person who's not a really big baseball fan on if this were to happen.
Got it. I'm all excited.
They're all riled up, and we were ready to go. And the way that these games fall, date-wise,
didn't think about that,
did not. You? Did not. And that's going to be an issue. But we'll get to that just after 7 o'clock this morning. Also, Kimmy, it's Tuesday. You know what that means?
Oh, I know what that means. Where They Whinin'.
A very special Where They Whinin'. Kimmy, the commissioner, will be in the big girl chair.
Yep.
Playing.
Not as commissioner. I'm passing off my commissioner duties.
To the Timmissioner.
Yeah.
You've done this once before, Timmy.
It went very poorly.
It's a complete tire fire, but we're going to try and do it again. A Timmissioner, where they whited just after 9 o'clock this morning here on CMF. And by the way, I'm getting lots of people writing asking if Tommy's okay. He is okay. Mm-hmm. As far as we know, he will be back tomorrow.
As far as we know.
Yep, as he just went to go visit family. Everything is cool. So
I hear travel isn't really great right now, so we'll find out.
And we got a whole bunch more fun stuff to do with you this morning. But first, Kimmy. You know, we had an interesting discussion yesterday in the 9 o'clock hour about what men can do to impress women they don't know.
Yes.
I'm in a bar, face-to-face. Timmy said a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
You insulted him right to his face.
I don't remember that.
Multiple times. But let's say you are fortunate enough to get a phone number. And fortunate past that enough where they want to sit down and have dinner with you, maybe drinks. You're not out of the woods yet. Because there are things you are doing that you don't even realize that is letting that person know exactly who you are, what you are, and whether or not they like you. And we'll get into it next here in the Break Room on CMF.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
What they could see in you. And that is a way bigger deal when it comes to a romantic connection than we like to think. Because there are seven things, at least according to these experts, that the second you sit down across from someone you have a romantic interest in, they are noticing immediately.
So would you call these red flags?
Or
just things that they know? Not necessarily bad things, but things that people notice.
They could be red flags eventually. You're hanging out in the Break Room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, Kimmy in the Big Girl Chair, Terrible Time, Timmy behind the board. We believe Tommy is back tomorrow. We are so bad at communicating when it comes to who's
on. We got one word from him in the last 4 days.
And it's a word we'd be fired immediately for saying into a microphone. It's like the worst of the curse words. So Tommy should be back tomorrow morning, fingers crossed. Yesterday around 9 o'clock, we were talking about this weird phenomenon that women say they have seen in men in bars to try and impress them. And it is men dancing on tables in bars.
Yep. Still have yet to see that, but I guess it must exist somewhere.
I mean, there were dozens of videos that were in this article that we found. So in that discussion, we talked about what you could do as a man to impress a woman that you are meeting for the first time. Kimmy was very mean to Timmy. Very, very mean. When he was...
I didn't say anything. I just asked some questions.
He said that he gets laid, and your follow-up question was,
I didn't
in person?
I didn't mean it like that. I meant, how is he meeting these women?
Well, let's say that's also a mean thing to say.
I was asking if it was, dating apps or in person. That's all I was asking.
But let's say you get lucky enough, you are suave enough to get that woman's phone number. And even better, she decides to sit down and have dinner with you, drinks with you. It turns out the battle is not over because according to dating experts, Kimmy in front of me, I have seven things your date notices about you immediately. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
One, body language. According to this expert, the way you are sitting, presenting yourself, lets that person across from you know right away if you are interested in them. What do you see in a man, Kimmy, that lets you know they are interested or not interested?
I mean, I guess like if they're leaning forward, they're making eye contact. Okay, that's a little too intense.
What?
But as creepy as you look right now, it at least, I guess, makes me think you're interested in what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
I feel very uncomfortable. Please don't do that.
Okay, so you need
But I think you can tell if they're kind of shying away, kind of like bored with the conversation.
Shut up, Kimmy.
This may not go any further.
Timmy, does that go the same way for women? Like, what shows you a woman is interested in you, if that's ever happened?
Like, this is probably why I'm in the situation I'm in, but, like, it feels like I'm being nagged on when I know. Because usually it's not reciprocated.
Wait, what?
Somebody's interested in me, something's wrong with them, first of all.
No, I agree with that.
Oh, like, you immediately think just because they're sitting down with you, it's a red flag?
Yeah.
All right. The second thing, they talk about facial expressions, and it turns out that we as human beings are not as good at hiding our facial expressions as we believe we are. And one of the people in this article talks about how they believe cell phones have something to do with that. So we talked about the Gen Z stare a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
Kimmy, could you reestablish that for folks that may have missed it?
It's if you're having a conversation with somebody of that age, they don't always respond immediately. They kind of look at you with a blank stare. And if they don't say anything right away, maybe they're waiting for you to talk. It's just an awkward pause in conversation. You don't really know where to go from there.
And the theory behind that is that these Gen Zers communicate via text so much that they're not used to having to react.
Back and forth conversation.
Exactly.
That flows.
So the expert in this story believes that folks' lack of reaction from text messages or the fact that they are able to roll their eyes or go, ugh, when they're reading a text message is leading to people doing that
not
in person.
Not react at all.
Or no, doing that in person without realizing they're doing it.
Really?
Like somebody says something and you roll your eyes hard without realizing you're rolling your eyes hard.
Because I would think you would get the opposite when we just talked about the Gen Z stare. Like they're not showing any emotion in person because they're not reading the conversation out loud in their head.
I have noticed in myself, and the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. There have been two or three times in the last few months where someone has said something to me and I have openly reacted in ways I should not
have. Just because you're used to having text?
I'm used to like looking at a text message and be like, ugh. Or like reading a DM, you know, like as we're doing the show, like, ugh.
Yeah.
And I've done it to people's faces and immediately I'm like, ugh, right?
Just joking.
We're just doing jokes out here. So one that is tricky for everybody that I think we need to discuss, the things your date notices about you immediately, how much you talk about yourself.
And yeah, there's a delicate balance there.
Where is that balance?
I don't know if anybody knows that balance. And I'm not even talking about being on a date with somebody. I'm just talking general conversation. Because every now and then, and I honestly don't always mind when somebody's talking about themselves too much because it at least keeps the conversation flowing sometimes. Like if you don't really have much else to say.
Okay.
Like, they can kind of carry the conversation. I guess there's a difference, though, between carrying the conversation and constantly talking about yourself. That would get annoying.
I got distracted by that typo that was just on the TV. It was very regrettable. It's no longer there. But
thanks for being here, Timmy.
Yeah. Sorry. I'll rewind it and let
you
see
like, I think that a lot of people sometimes get into a groove of talking too much about themselves, and I sometimes think that's a nervous habit more than it is
an egomania thing?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, it's funny, you bring up the whole, like, I if they talk about themselves, it quiets the quiet. But, like, if you're not engaged in the conversation, doesn't mean that this interaction isn't going well in the first place?
Yeah, true. I mean, if they're not willing to ask you a few questions, I would think that means they're just not really interested in what you got going on.
Yeah, like, unless you are specifically answering a question that someone's asking you or you're having a back and forth, like, if you're doing nothing but talking about yourself, you'd have to realize even in that moment, unless you are an egomaniac, that this is not going well.
And I can also see talking about yourself up front. You're trying to just get it all out so this person knows as much about you as you want them to know. Okay. But I would say, like, if that continues for the next few dates, you're probably in trouble.
So before we get into the stuff that it turns out we don't notice, according to these experts, the last one is a huge one, and it's one that people I don't think consider enough. According to these experts, one of the biggest things that your date will notice about you is how you treat the server or bartender.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not just talking like over the top, being a dick, take this back, this is ridiculous, right? Just subtle little
jokes,
things.
Stupid jokes sometimes.
How much you're tipping matters a ton, and the warmth that you're showing that person that's coming back and forth. I mean,
I'm judging anybody on that behavior, not even just somebody I'm dating. I think that says a lot about a person. Like, there are people that I may not want to pursue a friendship with if I saw them being horrible to a server.
Okay, but can somebody go too far the other way where it would bother you?
Like trying to be too friendly?
Over the top nice, over the top friendly. Because Timmy's not a friendly person.
Timmy's not a mean person.
Look at his face, though. No, I mean, like, I wouldn't. Would you describe Terrible Time Timmy as warm?
No. He's somewhere in the middle between warm and freezing cold.
He's Luke?
Yeah, he's a lukewarm guy.
I mean, how would you describe your personality?
I don't think that's an unfair assessment. I think that I have a bit of abrasiveness to me, but I think that there's also some care behind it.
Sometimes your sarcasm can be mistaken for being mean, I think.
That was fair. A mean thing to say.
But if you can't handle it, I don't want it.
Oh, for God's sakes, Timmy. You don't have the ability to do that. You're running out of people that'll talk to you.
That's fine.
You know what's a little off-putting sometimes, though, is if somebody's being great to the server, super nice, like just like the perfect customer, and then they leave a crappy tip.
Oh.
I'm like, how did that add up?
Okay. All right, so as we get into the stuff that it turns out we don't notice, because there are things we are conscious of thinking that we have to do to impress this person we're going to sit down with, these experts say that it turns out we do not notice minor physical flaws in people. Now, they don't get into what minor is versus major, but, like, you know, as you're getting ready to go somewhere and meet someone for the first time, that's what you're concerned about, right?
The physical attractiveness,
yes.
Yeah.
All right, let me ask you a question, serious question. Think back to your single days. Are you the type of person to look for the good or the bad physically in someone that you are meeting for the first time? Do you know what I mean by that question?
Yeah. Like, are you willing to look past the bad if you see the good?
I'm not even saying look past the bad. I'm saying, are you, when
you're only looking for the good.
When someone sits down, do you look for the reasons they are attractive?
Mm-hmm.
Or when someone sits down, do you look for the reasons they are not attractive?
It's probably the not attractive thing.
You're a bad person.
I think it just happens naturally, though. Like, if there's just something, like, weird about the way that they're talking or something that they said that you're going to kind of latch on to and be like, oh, I didn't like that, that might stick with you.
I'm talking physically here.
Because,
like, Timmy, when I was single, I was always looking for the reasons this girl was hot.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? You're the opposite?
Yeah, for me, it's kind of just... it's all right in front of me. I kind of figure it out on the fly.
Well, no,
but first impressions matter, though, right? Like, you would think, like, if somebody shows up to a date wearing something weird or, like, something that doesn't match or just looks disheveled,
okay,
like, you're going to think, but, like, that's the best they're going to do, or
yeah,
that's the best they're going to dress, because I would think you're trying to impress somebody with the first date.
A little arrogant of you to think they're going to go all out for you.
I think you see the positives from the outset, and then you realize the negatives as it goes along.
All right, I guess what I'm asking is, let's say a girl sits down across the table from you, Timmy.
Lucky me.
She's got beautiful blue eyes, but she's got a snaggle tooth. Are you focused on how beautiful the eyes are or how snaggly the tooth is?
I'm seeing the eyes first,
okay.
And then when the mouth opens up, I might...
So he's going to see the
snaggly. So you're seeing the snaggly tooth first. Yeah. You sit down across from a guy.
Oh, I saw the eyes first.
No, I'm saying, but you're going to focus on the snaggle tooth when the snaggle tooth reveals itself.
If it's something glaring, you kind of can't avoid it.
Well, you can. I mean, there are ways to look around. Look, there are people who are head over heels in love with their partner. And I know Tommy believes that those people settle, like when he sees someone that he thinks are not attractive. They say that beauty is in the eye of the beholder because that person has found what is attractive for them in that person. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, what they connect with.
Exactly. But, like, that's a person who looks for the beautiful, not for the flaws.
You don't know that, though. You don't know if they noticed the flaws up front and just decided that's not enough for me to end this.
So they did settle.
No, that's not saying...
What is with that chair?
That's not settling. That's just saying that's what you noticed first.
Okay. All right. Let's take a break so Kimmy can try and back up off all of the mean things that she said about Timmy and all other men in this discussion.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
I would think so. I wouldn't, even if there was a price difference, I didn't think it was much.
Well, look, here's the thing. What these cost, it's always too much. It's never worth what you're spending. But if you wanted this experience, you were going to keep going to the same spot and paying what you were paying. But according to Kimmy, those days might be over. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. It is spooky season. So if you haven't yet, this will be the last weekend to go get your pumpkin before Halloween, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah, next weekend's
Halloween?
No.
Next Friday's Halloween.
Yeah, next Friday.
Oh, wow, that's not that fast.
Their last weekend. So the fact that Timmy knows that off the top of his head is weird. Hey, kids, come to my house. So, Kimmy, your friends, you had some friends of yours over the weekend go and get some pumpkins.
Yeah, so a couple of my friends, they have kids, and they were talking about, like, where they were taking their kids. Like, because you know how, like, all these farms have so many activities now, so they're kind of comparing that. And then my one friend was talking about how she hasn't gotten her pumpkins yet because she hasn't scoped out the pricing. And I was thinking, I was like, but you already took your kids to the farm. Like, why didn't you get them then? And she said, because she likes to go to different places and see which pumpkins are the cheapest. And I'm thinking,
that
seems like a lot of work to save maybe a few bucks.
Okay.
And, like, she'll, like, go all around Rochester. Like, not even in, like, the same area of farms. Like, she will go from farm to farm. I don't even know. She might even be talking about, like, places like Wegmans and stuff, too. But
find the cheapest
pumpkin. She'll seek out, like, the cheapest pumpkin patch in town to go get the pumpkins.
Okay.
And I thought that was a little bit crazy.
Okay, so thanks to hockey, me and my kids and my wife, we haven't gone pumpkin picking yet. Did pumpkins skyrocket in price or something over the last
couple
years?
Know that they're not, like, the cheapest thing anymore, but I just kind of figured all farms price their pumpkins around the same, and you were already there, so why not just get them while you were there?
All right, what are we missing here? The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263, because I'm with you, Kimmy. I get when you go pumpkin picking, you are paying way more than you yeah. should for a pumpkin. But I didn't know that there were pick-your-own pumpkin places in Rochester that would be significantly cheaper than other pick-your-own pumpkin places.
So I also have another friend who said she goes out to, like, where the Amish sell pumpkins.
Oh.
Because those are even cheaper.
But what are
but you... But again, it's such a trip.
And you have to be...
And you'd how did you find that out in the first place?
And you'd have to be spending money in gas, more money in gas than
you'd be saving...
I would
think so, yeah.
On the pumpkin.
Yeah.
All right. Are people feeling such a financial pinch right now that they're abandoning holiday family tradition?
Unless you're buying, like, a boatload of pumpkins.
But why would you want a boatload of pumpkins?
I don't know, for some, like, display or something.
But even if you're doing that, let's say you're saving a buck a pumpkin. You yeah. buy 10 pumpkins.
Yeah.
It's 10 bucks.
Yeah.
Is it that?
I don't know.
Okay. Because, like, pumpkin picking, it's a family holiday tradition. For whatever reason, you and your family most of the time have a spot you've always gone to.
Mm-hmm.
You make
yeah.
a day of it. You take your pictures. Then you go home.
I didn't even think you bounced around farms because you kind of have one or two you're loyal to, and
yeah.
that's it.
Yes. Like, yeah. you don't dream of going anywhere else because that's your place.
Like, those are my fry cakes. That's my cider for the rest of my life.
Yes. And, like, that, you bring up another good point. The last thing. Yeah. I would be worried about when it comes to price at farms like this are the pumpkins. Because when you go to one of these places that has all the kids' activities,
mm-hmm.
you are paying for admission for yeah. the basic stuff.
Yeah.
Then there's the general store with the pies and the cakes and the cider and the donuts and yeah. all that stuff, right? Then there are the extras for activity stuff that the general admission doesn't cover. The least expensive thing
is the pumpkin.
The pumpkin!
I guess I can understand scoping out farms for kid activities because I do think that those vary a lot from farm to farm. And okay. if you just want a day where your kids can run around and be entertained. Maybe that's enough. Maybe you give more effort into doing that. But when it comes to, like, the price of things, I just figure you're probably going to spend a bunch of money there anyways.
Well, it's funny, though. I guess to that point you wouldn't know because if you do have one place you've always gone,
yeah.
you wouldn't be aware of what things cost at other farms.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
I mean,
but I just think convenience wins in that scenario.
Oh, no, I disagree with that. I think that once you found a spot, that's
yeah.
where you go, even if your family moves. Like we.
Like you're saying you stick with that even if you're in a different town?
Well, let me put it this way. We live in West Henrietta,
mm-hmm.
right? And there's a bunch of those farms around
yeah.
us. We go all the way to, what's the joy?
Kelly's.
No, we used to go to Kelly's when I was a kid. What's the one across from the YMCA on the east side? The big
Wickham
Farms?
What's that?
Wickham Farms.
Yes,
no.
Wickham. Yeah.
Oh, Wickham. Yeah, in Penfield.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, for apples and all that, we will go all the way yeah. out to Wickham for our fall fun because that's
yeah.
where we went, like, when the kids were little one time. It's
And that's it forever.
It's, yeah, it is totally inefficient. It's a 35-minute
yeah.
ride.
Yeah.
Right? But, like, that's what we've done, so that's what we're going to do forever.
All right.
Yeah, I've gone to Powers my entire life. I mean, I don't farm hop, but I've been to a bunch of other places, but Powers has always been the go-to.
Do you still get pumpkins for yourself?
No.
Okay. Because I was getting nervous.
Single man with a pumpkin.
Hello. I was like, what pumpkin? 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Kimmy's friends, multiple friends, have been farm hopping
mm-hmm.
to find the cheapest pumpkins
yep.
for Halloween, which is strange. We're getting a lot of people saying.
They do the same?
Well, no, that pumpkins have gotten expensive. Troy
oh.
writes us on Instagram. Some pumpkins are $30 to $40 a pop. It's insane now. Are they giant pumpkins, Troy?
Yeah, that must be a heavy pumpkin.
Giant ass $30 pumpkin.
I also know there's some judgment of people who go to the farms for the pumpkins and people that will pick up their pumpkins at like Wegmans or Lowe's or I don't even know, does Lowe's or Home Depot have pumpkins? Those kind of places.
I get you.
Because they think you should, I don't know. They say they're more expensive there.
Well, no, that's the funniest yeah. thing. Like, I mean, if you really wanted to save money in the grand scheme of things, then I'd have to pay for admission or buy apple crisp or buy
yeah.
food to feed the goats in the petting zoo. Go to Wegmans and buy a
pumpkin.
But that,
apparently those are more expensive.
But you're saving money and not having to pay for all the other stuff at the pumpkin.
People just don't do it. They won't let themselves do it.
Jesse writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says, it's true. There are really expensive pumpkins at the bigger farms. The smaller farms are significantly cheaper as well as out-of-pocket costs for the outing.
Well, you have the smaller farms, and then you have those stands. You ever drive by the stands of people that just grow them at their house?
Or whatever?
Yep.
Yeah. Are those cheaper?
I don't know.
If you steal them.
Don't steal
there are probably people that
you
do.
Dick.
I'm not suggesting it.
You just suggested it.
No, I'm saying, no, that's not what I said. I looked it up, though. It might be worth it. Last year, from 23 to 24, pumpkins were up 30%. This year, they're down 1% from that. But a 30% rise from
2 years ago? Well, 29% from 2 years ago.
But again, like, how many pumpkins are you buying? Like, you buy what, one pumpkin per kid?
You're the one to talk to here, right? Because you're the Han Solo fall, you know, yoga pants, vest, you know, sweater.
Sure.
Got to make the yard look nice. Oh, my God.
Well, I don't decorate, according to somebody who's not currently sitting in this room right now.
Nicholas has got a brilliant idea. He writes us on Instagram. Just grow your own pumpkins. Shut up, Nicholas.
Yeah, but like,
start a pumpkin
that seems
patch.
Like something you would do and then realize I have way too many pumpkins now. I don't need this many pumpkins. I think they take over your yard.
And you're going to attract all of the
wildlife. Yeah, that's true.
Right? Like those pumpkins are going to rot and all the animals are going to come in and you're going to have to deal with squirrels.
More pumpkins than you know what to do with.
Not good, guys. You know, I'm glad that 252 WCMF, as we talk about Kimmy's friends moving from farm to find the cheapest pumpkin. For years, Timmy, I sat in this room as a father of two and a husband, and I complained about how expensive these farms were for apple picking and pumpkin picking, and you and Tommy sat here and were like, it's not that bad. But you yourself, a couple weeks ago, finally got to experience what I have experienced for the last couple of years.
Oh, yeah. So I had some family in town, and I was just trying to think of, like, some fall activities to do because they're not from here. So I was like, oh, you know, they probably don't get to do the farm stuff that much. They live in the South where they don't get, like, the fall experience.
Sure.
So I was like, oh, we'll go to this place and we can walk around and do all the traditional stuff.
So it's one of these pick-your-own-apple, pick-your-own pumpkin farm places.
Yep, it was one that has a bunch of kid activities and all that stuff. And I kind of thought, like, all that stuff, if you wanted to do it, if you wanted to do the hayride and stuff, like, it was extra, or that was extra, but everything else you could go experience. No. Turns out, when you show up, you only get the basics.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you want to walk around, you got to pay, like, an extra $25 per person to get the wristband.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, my bad, everybody. This isn't what I thought it was going
to
be.
Yeah, no, it's funny because if you would have just listened to your co-host who's been trying to tell you for years,
I didn't
this
know.
Was a situation. No,
well,
I've been
to other places where you could still walk around.
You
like, there wasn't like a line you had to cross.
Everyone
free event costs $200 now?
Yeah.
No, Timmy, it is insane. Like, they know they've got us. And look, I get it. I get it that these family farms are being saved by this agro-tourism.
And they're doing just fine because there were, like, hundreds of people there.
And I want these families to be successful. I just don't want it to be successful at the expense of me, my time, and my wallet. And if you would have listened to me for all these years when I was yelling like everyone else on the air.
Well, I found out the hard way.
There you go. Buy Your Side Outfitters writes us on Instagram. Wegmans has, quote, pie pumpkins in the produce section for $3 each. They have medium and large sizes, by far the cheapest pumpkins you can, and you can actually eat them. Question.
You can't eat the other pumpkins?
I did not know that. I can't.
I've never heard of pie pumpkins.
Can I not eat a pumpkin that's just out in a field that I pick?
People do, though, don't they?
I don't know.
Because some people will carve the pumpkin and bake the seeds.
Are you not supposed to do that?
I don't know.
Are they better?
This is news to me.
Are they better tasting pumpkins if you get them from Wegmans? Also, why would I buy the actual pumpkin when I can just buy a can of stuff that looks like pumpkin?
That's kind of what I thought most people do that make pumpkin pie
right?
and stuff like that.
Yeah. It seems like a hell of a lot of work for not a lot of payoff.
How many pumpkins do you need to get that same amount, I guess, is my question.
I'm with you, sister. I'm with you. All right. So, look. I get that we're all trying to save money, and I get that it can be extreme going to some of these places, what they want to charge you to do all the fun stuff when you get there. But there are still mom-and-pop like farms that don't have all of the, you know, rigmarole.
Sure.
The key is to get your kids in those places early. So
this is what they're used to.
Exactly. Like, you brought up Kelly's Apple Farm.
Yeah.
Like, that's where I went when I was a kid. It's a patch. It's a general store. And I loved it when I was little.
Yeah, that's what I thought fall was.
And it's because my dad didn't let us know that there were other places to go.
Well, I don't know, though. Did those other places exist? Not that they weren't there, but I kind of thought they were all similar in the fact that it was pumpkins, cider, donuts, pies.
It's a good question.
And I don't think they had all the kids' stuff.
I guess we'll never know, Kenny, because our dads kept that from us when we were young. All right, let's take a break.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal Ark machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.